Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you folks. I'm here. I'm that old retired cop and retired or Vietnam era veteran on this Memorial Day or Memorial Weekend, I would say. God bless all of you out there and happy Memorial Day weekend to you. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. We've got a Vietnam veteran, Dennis Grover, that's written an article here about it. So, anyway, happy Memorial Day to all of you out there. And I'd like to say to Susan, if Susan is listening, thank you for the DVDs and the CDs you mailed me. She says, I love your show. Thought you would find these videos very informative. Keep up the great work, Susan. And she didn't give any other information, but the postage stamp is from College Park, Maryland. College Park, Maryland, Susan, thank you for sending these to me. I haven't had time to look at them yet, but I will. I promise you I will. So thank you very much, and God bless you. Okay. Well, what do you think about Memorial Day, folks? There's a lot more to think about today than before. The only reason, remember the CIA and the Mossad, the communist Zionist Mossad, blew us up on 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims to get us into war in the Middle East. Okay, and that's why we're there. Saddam Hussein, the leader of Iraq, told the communist Zionists in Israel that he would not allow Iraq to be part of the Antichrist New World Order. So they decided that we needed to go in there and remove him and kill him and put in a puppet of the New World Order in as leadership, and that's exactly what we've done. They did it by saying that he had nuclear weapons and was going to bomb Israel, and that he had other biological weapons to bomb Israel with too. And so, because we are run here in America by the communist Zionists, we went over there, and they run our military too, folks, by the way. They control our military. And so we went over to Iraq to remove Saddam Hussein and put in a puppet leader that would follow the will of the communist Zionist Israelis there in Israel, and work to set up the whole Middle East following the Antichrist New World Order. That's what we're there for. We'll talk about Afghanistan when we return after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen. And
back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two military and police associations on this Memorial Day weekend. Let me share something with you folks. Our wars have been totally set up over 100 years ago, okay? Thanks to researcher and author Eustace Mullins, who has now passed away, we have here the words of Albert Pike, satanic leader of the Freemasons, as he delivered them at the World Communist Zionist Congress in 1896. Think of that date, folks. The First World War wasn't started. The Second World War wasn't started in 1896, but it was well planned at that time. Pike, Albert Pike, says the First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Christian czars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. And that's exactly what they did, folks. In 1917, the Bolshevik Zionist Jews went in there and killed the Christian Tsar and his whole family, and within the next 12 to 15 years they killed 66 million Christians there in Russia to set up their atheistic communistic system there in Russia. The divergence between the age Illuminati between the British and the Germanic empires will be used to foment the war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions of the world. All students of history will recognize that the political alliance between England on one side and Germany on the other, forged between 1871 and 1898 by Otto von Bismarck, were instrumental in bringing about the First World War. Now, how did Albert Pike know about the First World War in 1896 when he was talking to the World Communist Zionist Congress in Europe? Well, because it was all planned by the World Communist Zionist Congress. And the Second World War, he says, Albert Pike says, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascist and the political Zionist. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need to it for the final social cataclysm. After the Second World War, folks, communism was made strong enough to begin taking over weaker governments in the world. In 1945, at the Potsdam Conference between Truman, Churchill, and Stalin, a large portion of Europe was simply handed over to communist Russia. And on the other side of the world, the aftermath of the war with Japan helped to sweep in the tide of communism into Red China. Readers who argue that the terms Nazism and Zionism were not known in 1871 should remember that the Illuminati invented both these movements, the Nazism and the Zionism. In addition, communism as an ideology and as a coined phrase originated in France during the Revolution there. In 1785, Restive coined the phrase 4 years before the revolution broke out, communism. Restive and Barbeau, in turn, were influenced by Rousseau, as was the most famous conspirator of them all, Adam Weishaupt, a Jew. Pike, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference between the agents of the Illuminati, between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. And that's what's coming up right now, folks. They're putting together the Third World War. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Mosaic Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Origin of savagery and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will form that movement, be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Using the names of their self-created boogeymen, Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, who died in 2001, both of whom have been CIA assets as far back as 40 years ago. In the case of Saddam in 1979, and in the case of Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman, the criminal neocon Zionist New World Order hoped to cause World War III. Okay, folks, so now you know all the wars were planned, and the Third World War is planned also. Now let's hear from Dennis Grover, American Vietnam veteran. Yes, I am a veteran. Yes, I believe I served in Vietnam to protect freedom in America, which was not true. I have a son who was born deaf as a result of my exposure to Agent Orange. Yes, I carry the internal scars and personality defects of this experience. Yes, I believe in a strong military for the very reasons that our founding fathers did when they acknowledged the militia internally and a navy to guard our shores. And folks, the founding fathers said that we should stay in America and use our military to guard our shores and guard our country from military attack. The reason for this is so that we do not have to go to war. Yes, I'm a veteran and damn proud of it because of my belief in the original intent of the foundations of America, to guard our country and guard our shores and not go over to foreign countries to cause wars and to take over other countries. I was duped, but I'm proud to be in such good company because so were you duped. We are now helping each other to win the real war for our freedoms. However, without this experience, I would not be able to recognize the truth in that war and others, nor would I be the person I am today, both the good and the bad, nor would I carry a wretched knot in my stomach watching a corrupt and immoral elected morons attacking Americans to steal their God-given inalienable rights. The rights that I, in effect, took a bullet for. The military, when used to promote war for material gain of those in power at the expense of the loss of well-intended young Americans and disruption of human love, is despicable, and human freedoms is despicable. When you see through the thin veil of the major controlled media, name-calling and assigning of their labels to divide and conquer, you realize that at least someone is demanding that elected officials learn morality and obey the law. You are a soldier. When you hear the hype that guns kill people, and firm up on the grip, knowing well, full well, that guns protect rights, you are a soldier. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Officer Jack McLam program after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, I'm that old retired cop here, Jack McLam, with you today. When you take charge, we're going back to Dennis Grover, American Vietnam veteran, folks. He says, when you take charge of your own health, realizing that most pharmaceuticals, non-natural medicine, and intentionally place chemicals in your air and your food are harmful to your health, you are a soldier. When you speak up and demand answers to common sense and legal questions, you are a soldier. In short, when you question the validity of orders and law that are unconstitutional and stand up for your rights, you are a soldier. When you realize that abomination is merely the audible portion of throwing up, and abomination means the impersonation of a statesman, which he is not. He's a Kenyan born in Africa. You are a soldier. When you realize that the Federal Reserve System is not federal, has no reserves, but truly is a system to control and subordinate the wealth of American and Americans, you are a soldier. When you know that love is beauty and comfort, while fear is disease, that the spectrum of your emotions range between love and fear. Know that the only weapons those who will deny you freedom have is fear. And know that you must live within the state of either love or fear, and that you can recognize both, but not live both, and have the guts to choose. You are a soldier. If you have read this far and understand what I'm saying, you are a soldier. You are a soldier in one of the most demanding and disciplined operations you will ever face, the New World Order. And the defense of your freedom and liberty. Remain steadfast in your pursuits. It is truly all you and I have. Yes, I am a veteran of the military, but I will not be a veteran of the wars which are fought for the New World Order. We are truly in under until the evil ones surrender, and that's in our government, or the day I die. Since our leaders do not recognize the people, by the people, and for the people, the time has come to be the people. Happy Memorial Day, whenever it comes. This is Memorial Day weekend, folks. Dennis Grover, American Vietnam veteran. Dennis Grover is the host of 12-year-old public access television program with Liberty and Justice for All, the author of Knowledge Equals Freedom, The True American's Way Resource Guide. A complete listing of works can be found at www.libertyandjusticeforall.tv or www.nofree.com. Okay, folks, that's from a Vietnam veteran, and I'm so happy that he wrote today and sent me that report. Okay, Obamanation, the phony president, folks, is going to take away our troops' pay, going to cut our troops' pay. They're fighting for the New World Order, and Obama wants to take their pay away, part of their pay away. In the latest and most outrageous move, the Obamanation administration wants to cut pay or benefits for our troops and their families, even those deployed overseas fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, in order to rein in budgetary spending. It's a classic game that the liberals play whenever they are in power. They are always quick to claim they support our troops, but the military is always first on the chopping block. Yesterday, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates revealed that the Obamanation administration was considering cutting military paychecks when he said in a speech at the American Enterprise Agency Institute, here's a side note, folks. David Alexander, Rutgers, 24 May 2011. The Defense Secretary said the strategic review could require politicians to look at other uncomfortable choices, including pay levels for service members, new approaches for retirees, retirement and pensions, or higher health care costs for working age retirees. That's David Alexander, May 24, 2011. We'll be right back with more of this report on Obamanation's cutting the military pay. Our military doesn't make much pay anyway, folks, if you know and have been in the military or have someone in the military. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and retired veteran. Thanks to the Abomination Administration, the phony Abomination Administration, the Gilded Age where America supported its troops in times of war may be coming to an end. And this phony commander-in-chief may be asking our troops to fight two wars while at the same time giving up pay and benefits both for themselves, their spouses, and their children. At Move America Forward organization, we advocate on behalf of our troops and their mission in the war on terror, war for the New World Order, that is. And that goes beyond sending care packages to troops on the front lines. We will stand and fight the administration on this because it's unconscionable to ask our troops to take a pay cut while there are a million other places in the budget to cut. Our troops deserve fair and decent compensation, and they deserve for their families to be taken care of after what they sacrifice for us every day. If you ever wondered about what our troops go through for our sake, just remember where they are serving. It's June, it's almost June now, And these troops are out in the middle of the desert of Baghdad, where temperatures reach blazing triple digits on a daily basis. I'm looking here at Baghdad weather, Iraq weather, folks, and it's 109 degrees out there right now. With Memorial Day coming up this Monday, we must show that we support our troops. And in high temperatures like these, our troops are going to need these care packages. Each care package comes with Gatorade to help cool off our troops and keep them hydrated in the hot desert sun. Can you imagine what it would feel like to be serving overseas fighting the war on terror for the New World Order in Iraq and Afghanistan, far away from your family, and then you receive a letter in from your own government saying that your paycheck is going to be cut and the prescription medicine for your kid's ear infection that used to be covered by your military health care plan is now going to have to be paid out of pocket, and there's nothing you can do about it because you're 6,700 miles away from home, dodging bullets and trying to shoot back and kill these crazy radical Islamic terrorists. It's a slap in the face of our military for the abomination administration to be pushing for this despicable, and it is despicable that Defense Secretary Robert Gates is doing a dirty work for phony President Obama nation and breaking the news to the troops who have served under him. What a horrid legacy to leave. He will retire next month on this weak note of failure to find a more suitable place to cut the $500 million that Obama nation has demanded the Pentagon cut. Don't let Obama nation and his administration do this to our troops. Don't let them cut paychecks for our brave fighting men and women. Donate here. Okay, folks, if you want to donate to this organization, please go to Move America Forward, one word, moveamericaforward.org, O-R-G. And you can donate there to help us fight this war against Obama nation, the phony president, and phony commander-in-chief. Okay? All right. Let's go on to something else now. Oh, let me tell you something, folks. The second hour of the Officer Jack McLamb program is open phones, as you already know, those that are listening every week. This week, we have open phones, and I'll give out that call-in number a little bit closer to the top of the second hour, okay? Okay. Countdown on Bilderberg group meeting to control the world. Mainstream American media expected to black out coverage yet again of the Bilderbergers. Well, they're controlled by the Bilderbergers. The American media is controlled by the communist Zionists, and that's what the Bilderbergers are. Rockefeller, Communist Kissinger, Communist Wolfowitz, Communist Volcker, and Davignon are all communists, okay? And they're working to destroy America and bring us down to third world nation status and to put us under a communist totalitarian military system here in America. As the economy tanks in America, we prepare to cover Bilderberg 2011 in St. Moritz, Switzerland, June 9th and 12th. The average American, the average European, and countless others are much more affected than ever before by the painful policies that come from the very people who comprise the notorious evil Bilderberg Group. For too many years, the American press has been unforgivably silent because they're controlled by the Bilderberg Group and the globalists here in America, the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. Those secret meetings about important matters, always behind closed, sealed doors, ringed with heavily armed guards, were first brought to light by the late columnist Westbrook Plegger in the early days, and then given grand exposure by American Free Press owned Willis Cardo and Jim Tucker, ever since Tucker helped bring the European press into the fold. While the U.S. corporate media remains silent, readers of papers around the world now know about these conspirators to control the world under communism. Never before have there been fewer excuses for the continual U.S. press blackout on the annual Bilderberg meetings, because the globalists control the media here in America, both the TV, radio, and the print media. Okay? Never before have there been fewer excuses for the continual U.S. press blackout on the annual Bilderberg meetings. Television reports in mid-May did focus heavily on one infamous Bilderberg member, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who headed the International Monetary Fund. The IMF has saddled several nations with impossible debt structures, including America, resulting in major news stories. Yet Strauss-Kahn made even bigger headlines than the IMF with his alleged sexual crimes that landed him in jail in New York City. Still, his obvious Bilderberg pedigree escapes America's reporters, editors, and publishers because they're totally controlled by the globalists, which are the Bilderbergs. Remember David Rockefeller's off-quoted words during his 1991 Bilderberg meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany, exactly 20 years ago. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a communist world government. The supranational sovereignty of the intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries where the people were in control. The national auto..." Unquote. Right there, folks. "The national auto-determination traditional to Switzerland is the major reason why the prominent Swiss legislator wrote a letter to a federal counselor in charge of police functions, stressing that many Swiss do not want the likes of Rockefeller, communist Kissinger, and other undesirables breaking bread for global control within Swiss borders. The people hate it. Bilderberg's ongoing plan to make crude oil cost much more, up to $8 and $12 a gallon, and strangle national economies with their debt scheme are finally being felt by everyone up close and personal. That is why American Free Press, We Are Change, Switzerland, and others are sounding the alarm more loudly than ever. As you read this, call your local media and national media and demand an accounting of Bilderberg's. Feel free to send them this article. Okay, folks, that is that article. Now, Brits resist growing power of the Bilderbergs, by James P. Tucker, Jr. In another demonstration that growing public awareness about Bilderberg is stifling the group's global government ambitions, British officials are loudly complaining that Bilderberg imposed powers exercised by the European Union on the grounds that the public is now endangered by the protection of criminals in the Bilderbergs. British attitudes toward the EU have long been a particular mix. Brits have allowed the surrender of their national sovereignty to the EU, but became angry when the EU exercised the authority that the Brits transferred to the EU. The Brits also have refused to embrace the euro and still trade in the pound as their money. Decisions by the European Commission on Human Rights have had a chilling effect on Britain's efforts to deport people who put the public at risk, said Lord Carlisle of Bury, a Liberal Democrat peer and the government's former terrorism watchdog. Urgent reform is needed, he said. European judges have put themselves on a collision course with the British Parliament in a fight over prisoners' votes. Carlisle cited a report by Dominic Raab, a Tory member of Parliament, who said that unelected and inexperienced European judges risk causing a constitutional crisis by attacking the will of the British politicians. Raab said that judges at the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, France, were assuming a legislative function that was beyond agreed upon powers. Tensions between London and Strasbourg are increasing because the European Court ruled that Britain's blanket ban on voting by prisoners is illegal. Carlisle said the European Commission was out of date with reasonable public expectations and should be modernized. A commission requirement that prisoners held for the first time should be allowed to vote makes it more difficult to deport potential dangerous people, he said. Raab said the court, in the prisoner vote case, went beyond the traditional powers of interpretation and was effectively making law, which they can't do. This judicial coup represents a naked usurpation by a judicial body of the legislative power that properly belongs to democratically elected lawmakers, he said. Their concern was originally sparked by a series of high-profile cases in which deportation of criminals has been prevented under human rights laws that see rights for prisoners, but little or none for the general public. They include the case of Aso Mohammed Ibrahim, who killed a girl 12 years old in a hit-and-run accident. A massive expansion of human rights law threatens to frustrate Britain's ability to deport convicted criminals and terrorist suspects, Rabb said. The goalposts keep shifting because of unaccountable judicial legislation, especially the expansion of claims around the right to family life. Britain has lost a degree of control over its borders, which inadvertently means that they are importing more risk all the time, like America is. Britain's resistance to the court, as confused as it is certain to trouble the Bilderberg Group, a European court that can dictate to its nation states is critical of Bilderberg's ambitions for a Antichrist New World Order. In Switzerland, where the Bilderberg Group is slated to meet June 9th and to June 12th, voters last year approved a measure to deport criminal immigrants. Switzerland is a non-European Union nation that also is not a NATO member. Okay, folks, that's that article. Now, let's give you out that call-in number when we come back after these important messages on Genesis or Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll give out that call-in number because next hour, a few minutes from now, we're going to open up the phones for you to call in and ask questions or to make statements. Be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular...
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. In a couple minutes here, we'll be in the second hour, which is totally open phones. So here is the call-in number if you'd like to make a statement or ask questions on the next hour, which is just a couple minutes away. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to make happy Memorial Weekend to all of you out there. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and hope you have a good one. And remember, this old cop at 17 years of age went in the military to go fight in the Vietnam War, which at that time, this 17-year-old thought we were fighting for America, but it wasn't true at all. They set that one up too, folks. They lied to us. They said that in one of the oceans there that went into a bay, and I can't think of the bay's name, that one of our U.S. ships was sunk by the communist Vietnamese, okay, Viet Cong. And it wasn't true, because the captain, after we had gone to war in Vietnam, the captain of that ship said his ship was never touched, and he was not sunk. And shortly after that, he passed away. I guess they probably went over and assassinated him because they didn't want him putting out that story. But it was true. That ship was not touched. And yet they used that to send us to war in Vietnam against the Viet Cong. Okay, folks. So anyway, don't forget that call-in number. Let me give it to you again here. And you can call in next hour at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let me continue with my story. When I was 16, I was living in Washington District of Criminals and had taken a course in Washington District of Criminals with the Navy divers to learn how to use scuba gear, because I wanted to be in the underwater demolition teams, now called the SEALs. It was called the underwater demolition teams then, the UDTs, and now they're called the SEALs. And so I took that course from the Navy divers and became the only 16-year-old in the country to learn how to use Navy scuba gear from Navy divers. And I was in top physical condition when I went to my class in the military. What do we call that when you go in for training? I can't think of it. But anyway, I was the best in shape person they had in the military, and I won all the awards for the best shape. And so I was told by my recruiter that I could go into, sign the paper, I can go right into the UDT, the underwater demolition teams. And he lied to me, and I'll tell you about that lie right after we come back, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gold.